Good morning.
Good morning.
On the last Monday of every May, Americans celebrate Memorial Day to honor our countrymen who gave their lives to keep us free. The observation began after the Civil War. If you've ever been to a major Civil War battlefield, you've seen the memorials, the monuments commemorating what happened there. Even in the Deep South, like Vicksburg, Mississippi, you see a great number of big, expensive monuments, usually put up by the survivors of the Northern soldiers who had fought there, and later, and fewer from Confederate units. The events were so important to the participants, so life-altering, and so important to the nation, that they were driven by a deep desire to remember, to never forget the price that their comrades paid. According to History.com, Memorial Day, as we know it, was first commemorated in 1866, and in 1971 became a federal holiday, originally called Decoration Day. People decorated the graves of the fallen with flowers, flags, and other mementos. By 1890, every northern state had made it a state holiday, while southern states celebrated or observed other days until after World War I. Although the special day originally honored only those that fought in the Civil War, after World War I, it evolved to commemorate American military personnel who died in all our wars. A moment of silence is supposed to take place at 3 p.m. all across the nation, local time. Webster's Collegiate Dictionary provides these definitions. Remembrance, the state of bearing in mind, an act of recalling to mind, something that serves to keep in or bring to mind. Reminder, commemoration, memorial. And memorial, something that keeps remembrance alive, such as a monument, or something that commemorates as a speech or ceremony. And commemorate, to call to remembrance, to mark by some ceremony or observation, observe, to serve as a memorial of. Why do we remember certain people or classes of people in this way? This memorial, this commemoration, is because of what they did for us. We find it sad that people die in auto accidents and natural disasters, but we remember a Memorial Day because we owe these service personnel who gave their lives a great debt. In World War II, a great number of German troops died for the Reich and Japanese troops for the Emperor, but we do not remember them on Memorial Day. They fought to conquer, to enslave others, but we remember and are grateful for those whose sacrifice protected our families and our way of life. So when you think about it, Memorial Day is very closely tied to gratitude. Memorial Day helps us all understand what we call communion, or the Lord's table, or the Lord's Supper, in Greek, Eucharist, which just means thanksgiving. So when we observe this time of communion every Sunday, we think about what our Lord did for us with gratitude. It's a spiritual Memorial Day, and so much more critical for our eternal souls that we remember it not just once a year, but every Sunday. And while Jesus died, as did the military members who we honor tomorrow, he did much more than that. He took all our sins upon himself, the whole world, bearing the guilt of every sin. It was an agony none of us can even imagine, because so pure and holy a being taking all that evil upon himself. Let us remember with honor, with grateful hearts, the greatest gift, the greatest sacrifice in human history. 1 Corinthians 11 says, "The Lord Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me.' For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." We'll say a prayer and then partake together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our countrymen who died to preserve our freedoms here on earth. How much more we thank you for the one who died for our sins and took our sins upon himself, securing our eternal freedom from sin, hell, death, and Satan. As we take this bread and this cup, we honor your body and blood and remember your incredible sacrifice. Forgive us of our sins and purify our hearts as we remember, in Jesus' name. So, brothers and sisters, take the bread here. Jesus said, "This is my body," and we remember him. And the cup, Jesus said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood," and we remember him. Thank you, Lord Jesus, as we remember him.